Well, a warm welcome along to this week's Sweet Spot, sponsored by SBK. I'm Warren Ashurst, slotting in to replace Dave Clark this week, who is away. And as ever, though, we do have the main man, Steve Palmer, with us once again. And Steve, I thought I was going to have to call Weymouth Fire Station before I came on, because you are on fire at the moment.
That's a good one, wasn't it? That's a good one. Yeah, I think Dave's still getting over the weekend football results. Wasn't the best of weekends for West Ham, so I guess he's in a bad mood. But good to have you on board, Wazza. My weekend was excellent, thank you. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I had a COVID jab on Friday, which completely debilitated me for the weekend. But the good aspect of that was that I was bedridden for the whole weekend and could watch golf for 48 hours. I pretty much watched every single shot that was on. And fortunately, it was largely pleasant viewing, Wazza.
And we will get to that in a moment or so's time. But firstly, welcome back to the Sweet Spot, proudly sponsored by SBK, the official betting partner of the DP World Tour. SBK is the perfect home for all your golf bets this season, with weekly boosts and some of the sharpest odds around. Make the most of Steve's picks on SBK, as you get £60 in free bets when you place your first £20 bet. The referred customer must bet £20 to get £20 in free bets, in addition to the welcome offer of £40. Two free £10 golf bets will be credited after the qualifying bet settles. Full T's and C's apply. 18+ begambleaware.org. Masses to get through, of course, this week. Coming very shortly, four tournaments to look ahead to. But not only has Steve been picking out some sweet spot winners of late, the Racing Post Plus subscribers have had four winners in a fortnight, including Nelly Korda at 6-1 at the Chevron Championship and Stuart Sink at 100-30 for the Region's Tradition Senior Major as well. They were just some of the exclusives to subscribers. Steve, you're in a real run at the moment.
Yeah, the subscribers are filling their boots. I mean, there's reasons why we can't cover them on Sweet Spot, because we don't get the prices in time, you see. We're talking about the LPGA majors, the senior majors, and we record Sweet Spot on Tuesday morning. So, we publish those previews to the subscribers on Wednesday afternoons. And, yeah, Nelly Korda and Stuart Sink, both, you know, they're dominating on their respective tours. So, the bookies had a bad week last week, Wazza. I can assure you of that. They paid out on a lot of multiples. So it was bookies beat the punters, the punters beat the bookies last week. I can assure you of that, Wazza.
So we got four tournaments, as I say, to look forward to this week. So we're going to have to rip through the review of last week, starting with the Turkish Open, where it was a Swedish winner. Mikael Lindberg claimed his first DP World Tour title, and he also qualifies in the process for the PGA Championship coming up later this month. Daniel Rodriguez and Guido Migliozzi shared second. Scotland's Ewan Ferguson in joint fourth spot. Some of the highlights from last week's Turkish Open. But Mikael Lindberg is another first-time winner on the tour this year, Steve.
Yeah, the win had been coming. He was about 40-1 last week. He's won twice on the Challenge Tour, now off the mark on the DP World Tour at the age of 33. Been on my radar, but I didn't think last week's course was ideal for him. You know, a tight, fiddly test. This is an attacking powerhouse, so I'd be pretty certain that he'll win again fairly soon. We were excited on Sunday morning, Wazza, for Wenyi Ding and Bernd Wiesberger, both banging contention, and both finished 13th. So Sunday was off to a terrible start. I was on both of those players for top 12, you know, each way top 12. Both finishing 13th was a disaster. Ding banging contention and closed with a 74. Wiesberger missed loads of short putts early in the tournament and then was 3 over par for his final four holes. So he top and tailed his tournament with utter filth. Was great in the middle of the tournament, but obviously we still love him for winning the China Open.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can't be too harsh on him after what happened the week before. I noticed on the top of the leaderboard, a couple of regular sweet spot selections as well, Steve. Jakob Skov, Olsson and Darius van Driel up and about the top. Anything else caught your eye in terms of the Turkish Open?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're both playing this week. We've got a fascinating 156 runner event this week, and both of those will be getting a mention.
Okay, well, more on that in a moment. We're going to head across, though, the pond to the Cadillac Championship, of course. And this is where Steve celebrated his latest victory, with Cameron Young posting a final round 68 to win the title. His second PGA Tour victory of the season, of course, after the Players' Championship success. Scottie Scheffler again finishing strongly to claim second spot for the third time in as many weeks. A few putting issues for Scheffler, which we might get to in a moment, but Cam Young, another outstanding performance, Steve, and it never really looked in doubt.
Well, this is it. Yeah, golf winners don't come much easier than that. You know, my dad texted me and he said, is that the most relaxing Sunday golf viewing ever? And I think he's probably right. I remember Rory McIlroy winning the USPGA in 2012, and I switched over to the Olympics opening ceremony because that was so easy. But you rarely get these Sunday nights that are that relaxing. I think the second hole was the peak of my concern, was it? Did you see the second hole?
He
addressed the ball and then his ball moved like a millimetre. Yeah, the crazy rules of golf. He called the official over. So he ends up with a one-shot penalty on the second hole, but he stayed as cool as a cucumber, you know, fired a dart at the green and still made par despite the one-shot penalty. So he won by six in the end, never threatened. It could have been seven without the silly rules indiscretion.
Yeah, I think he called it on himself as well, didn't he?
He's a very noble character. Yeah, yeah, the rules official was quite happy to let him get away with the millimetre of movement. Scottie Scheffler was quite happy for him to get away with the millimetre of movement. But yeah, it's a very noble game. Cameron Young is a sound character, you can tell. Obviously a huge fan of him in every way at the moment.
Yeah, massive effort from Cameron Young to go on and claim a very comfortable win in the end. A couple that we've been looking at over recent weeks, including Adam Scott up in the top five, Steve. I mean, he started with a shocking 76, but the way he responded was looking good for the Australian.
Well, yeah, we did well last week despite some problems with the rules, because Adam Scott hit the wrong ball on Thursday, was it? In round one, he hit the wrong ball, so he got a two-shot penalty. So he's off to a horror start. And then he said that was the first time in his whole career he'd ever done that. So this is a 45-year-old, done it for the first time. Happened to be on a week when we were on him. Thanks for that, Adam. But he recovered manfully over the final three rounds to finish fourth. So place returns from Adam Scott. Place returns from Kurt Kitayama, if you played enough places. He finished tied ninth. So he was another one. Open with a 76, off to a bad start. So Scott and Kitayama came roaring back over the final three rounds. The Cadillac Championship was an absolute joy. Scottie Scheffler will not feel that way, though, as you mentioned. The putting was poor. I mean, three consecutive runner-up finishes, as you say, but all of them to top-class players. You know, beaten by Rory McIlroy in the Masters, Matt Fitzpatrick in the Heritage, Cameron Young last week. McIlroy, Fitzpatrick and Young are the three players directly below him in the world ranking. So, Scheffler will be fiercely determined to end this run of near misses. He's skipping this week, defending his USPGA title next week.
I just wonder whether those slow starts are causing him problems as well. Another 71 in round one, which may well have seen what it did and ultimately have an impact on him chasing Cam Young. And we can't go without mentioning the Fitzpatricks again, because Alex claimed a top 10 finish as well, and he's on a roll at the moment.
Oh, it's a great effort. Great effort in the circumstances. You know, suddenly propelled into a signature event. All the drama of last Sunday. I thought it was an amazing effort to do that. Yeah, another triumph for Yorkshire, was it? You've got every right to be waxing lyrical about the state of Yorkshire golf.
I'm sure I will do it again a bit more in the show. But we are going to look ahead now to the four events this week, masses to get into. This week we have a 20% winnings boost with SBK on the Catalunya Championship, and that is the first stop for us on this week's sweet spot, because it is off to Barcelona for the DP World Tour. Tell us a bit first about the course and what we can expect, Steve.
Yes, Real Club de Golf El Prat, Barcelona, Spain. 7,057 yards, par 72, four par fives. The only previous Catalunya Championship was in 2022, at a different track, PGA Catalunya. This week's venue, designed by Greg Norman, opened in 2003. El Prat is a 45-hole complex comprising 5 9-hole loops. We got some useful course form from the 2011 and 2015 Spanish Opens. The back nine, which was used for those events, is being used again this week. But the front nine is making its DP World Tour debut this week. The front tree-lined, tight. The back more open, scorable. Sunny and calm for the most part. Saturday night rain is forecast, which will soften the course up for Sunday. We've got some moderate breezes on Sunday afternoon. Six of the six par fours was a shorter than 400 yards. So I think this is a week for strong wedge play, a sharp short game, 156 players going to post. The action starts around 6 a.m. UK time on Thursday.
And just to add to the excitement, I've just realised that it's sponsored by one of my favourite beers as well.
Well, that's a jolly good Australia. Excuse. That's a great excuse to get stuck into the Estrella.
Absolutely love it. So, Barcelona for the DP World Tour this week. The likes of Angel Ayora, Jayden Trey-Shaper and Eugenio Chicara are amongst the leaders in terms of the betting prior to this event. How many selections, Steve, for the Catalunya Championship?
We've got six selections, Wazra. I am sorry. This is such a tough tournament to reduce the shortlist. None of them are short prices, I might add. But I am sorry there's six of them. Getting from 156 to six took so long, I can assure you.
And nobody will be complaining if you can pick another winner. So absolutely no problems on that front. So six selections then in the Catalunya Championship. And who is our main tip this week?
Jacob Skov-Olesen, Mozza. You were onto him straight away. Winner of the Amateur Championship in 2024. A qualifier from the DP World Tour Q School in 2024 when he was still an amateur. The Q School is held in Spain at a course designed by Greg Norman. So Olesen heads back to Spain this week with happy memories of this country, fully settled as a professional now. Seems only a matter of time before a breakthrough victory. He turns 27 at the end of this month, more confident than ever. He was third in the Qatar Masters in February, fifth in the Kenya Open, fourth alongside Rasmus Nygaard-Petersen in the Zurich Classic PGA Tour pairs event the week before last. He took great confidence from that. Fourth again last week in Turkey. Nobody in the field bettered his final round 67 in Turkey on Sunday. It was a round dripping in cranberry sauce. He found 17 greens in regulation, made six birdies, signed off with a 17-foot birdie putt at the last. His putter was sizzling for most of the week. The time has come for one of the most promising maidens on this circuit to get off the mark.
I wonder if anybody from our Sweet Spot regulars is from Denmark and knows whether they have cranberry sauce in Denmark or not and understand what that is.
But I love
Jacob Skov-Olesen is the first selection of six for Steve for the Catalunya Championship. We've got a Dane to start off with. Who are we looking at for the second pick, Steve?
Martin Kuvre, who is already off the mark on the DP World Tour. A 23-year-old going places fast, won on the Challenge Tour when still an amateur in Spain, the 2023 Challenge de España. He made his DP World Tour breakthrough in Turkey last year, playing some solid golf this season. Like Olesen, took great heart from the Zurich Classic. Kuvre tied 20th with Matt Pavon as his partner. Kuvre's putter came to the boil in Turkey on Sunday. Huge title threat in Spain this week.
Okay, Martin Kuvre, selection number two. Four more picks left from Steve for the Catalunya Championship. Who's pick number three?
Eddie Pepperell, who should relish this layout. He can get his beloved three-wood out off the tee, plot his way around. He was thrilled with his iron play in Turkey last week. It was a really encouraging return to action. 29th place, despite carrying a cold putter all week. He was fifth in the South African Open in March, ninth in the Haining Classic. This is a two-time DP World Tour champion getting his act together again. He's got some course experience from the Spanish Opens. He'll be thrilled to be back in Spain because this is where his latest resurgence started. He finished 12th at Q School in Spain in November, Greg Norman designed track. Back in Spain this week, big runner.
Yeah, we'd all be delighted to see Eddie Pepperell back amongst the winners in closure because he is a fan's favourite, no doubt about that. Halfway through then, our selections for the Catalunya Championship. Pick number four, Steve, is who?
Dan Bradbury! Yorkshire! 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 He played superbly in round two last week to miss the cut by only a shot. Rounds of 78-68 in Turkey last week. So he was rusty after a month off. Hadn't played for a month, poor on Thursday. He had a triple bogey seven at the eighth hole in round one, which did most of the damage. But bogey free on Friday, hit it beautifully in round two. Two-time DP World Tour champion, loads of form in Spain. Yeah, you have to back your fellow Yorkshireman this week, was it?
Well, they've not let you down over the last few weeks, Steve. I'm not sure that they will let you down again. Dan Bradbury, Wakefield's finest, is selection number four. Two more picks from Steve still to come for the Catalunya Championship. And are we looking at big prices here, Steve, for pick number five?
Yeah, you're a soothsayer, Wazza. It's Darius van Driel. You noticed how well he played last week. He was a hero for us in the 2024 Kenya Open. That's his only DP World Tour win thus far. He's won twice on the Challenge Tour. Short, fiddly tracks like this one are his best chances of success. He's not long, but he's neat and tidy. He was third in the 2023 Q School in Spain. He's got form figures of 18.84 from his last three DP World Tour starts. He matched Olesen's Sunday best 67 in Turkey. Van Driel dropped only one shot all weekend in Turkey. Van Driel will be drooling when he sees the course setup this week. It's ideal for him. Get involved, Wazza. Get involved.
Yeah, goes into it in fine form. Again, him and Skobov Olesen both with 67s on Sunday in Turkey, coming into this full of confidence. Five down, one to go. Who is our final selection, Steve, in Catalunya?
Davis Bryant, third at Q School in 2024, eighth at Q School in 2025. Davis Bryant loves his trips to Spain. He won't need a trip to Q School at the end of this year. Second place in the Kenya Open in February. It was a really solid start to his campaign. 19th in the China Open the week before last. 29th in Turkey last week. This is an accurate American, 26 years old, getting better all the time. Well suited to this week's assignment. So impossible to resist at the prices.
Okay, it would be remiss of me not to mention the two main names at the top of the betting, because I know that you've been backing Angel Ayora of late, and of course Jaden Trayshape has brought us success previously. Quick word on those two and why we're not picking them amongst the six this week, Steve?
Yeah, Angel Ayora, I think short game very important this week. You know, this is not the course for him, even though it's in his homeland. Jaden Trayshape more suited to it, but was really disappointing last week in his return to action. But so I can resist both of those prices. I mean, I prefer Shaper of the two, but I'll leave them both alone. We got, you know, I've got four tournaments to invest in here. So, yeah, we need our money for elsewhere.
Okay, we will repeat, of course, at the end of the show, all of Steve's selections. So don't worry if you missed out on any of the six picks for the Catalunya Championship. We're going to head over to the States now, because there are two tournaments to look forward to on the US PGA Tour this week. One in North Carolina, one in South Carolina. And we'll start off in the north of the state, because it's the Truist Championship at Quail Hollow, a famous course, Steve, and much to look forward to this week.
Yeah, I've got an old school friend who lives in Charlotte, North Carolina, so I've been hounding him for information about the weather over the last fortnight. So I've got all bases covered. Yes, the Truist Championship, Quail Hollow Club, Charlotte, North Carolina, 7,583 yards, par 71, three par fives. Quail Hollow has hosted a regulation PGA Tour event every year since 2003, apart from 2017 when it staged the USPGA instead, 2020, COVID-19, 2022 when it staged the President's Cup instead, and then last year when it staged the USPGA again. The course has been redesigned a lot through the years. There was a renovation prior to the 2024 Wells Fargo, which switched the grass in the fairways and greens. So I think, yeah, that was a major renovation. So form from the 2024 Wells Fargo and the 2025 USPGA is worth much more than the rest of the form, in my opinion. The weather, dodgy for round one. Thundery showers, moderate breezes, calmer for the final 3 days. As with last week's signature event at Doral, another test of driving awaits. Long, straight hitting off the tee is the key to success at Quail Hollow. A field of 72 going to post. Signature event, no cut. Get your bets on by noon UK time on Thursday.
And Steve's already mentioned, of course, that the world number one will not be in the field this week. So no Scottie Scheffler, but as you might imagine, a strong field for a signature event. The top three in the betting, Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele and Cameron Young. So a very strong field despite the absence of Scheffler. How many picks have we got, Steve, for the Truist Championship?
Just three.
Three. Okay, three selections for this signature event. And who is our main tip, Steve?
Xander Schauffele, who can be rewarded for a shrewd scheduling decision. Skipped last week's Cadillac Championship, comes to Quail Hollow fresher than most, loves the track, eager to get back to winning ways. Stepped up a gear at Riviera this year. Seventh place at Riviera, followed by third spot at Sawgrass. Fourth in the Valspar. Then he finished ninth at Augusta, despite holing nothing. His short game let him down. Then he was 12th at the Heritage after rounds of 69, 68, 68, 69. Schiaffele is hitting his ball like God was her, but his short game has been poor. Strong ball striking, by far the most important ingredient for Quail Hollow's success. I expect a 10th PGA Tour title for the X-Man on Sunday. Form figures of 14, 2, 2 from the last three Wells Fargos at Quail Hollow. He won 3 points from four matches in the President's Cup there in 2022. So expect Schiaffele to turbocharge his 2026 campaign by lifting the trophy on Sunday.
Yeah, there certainly were some good signs for him at the Masters, of course, a few weeks back now. And it could be a major boost ahead of the second major of the year, of course, which is coming later this month. So Xander Schiaffele is the first of three picks for Steve in the Truist Championship. Who's pick number two, Steve?
Ludwig Aubert! Ludwig Aubert! Just checking you're with me there, was it? There was a bit of
I'm with you.
There's a bit of turbulence in Yorkshire. The connection's a little bit turbulent. Dan Bradbury's entered the building and there's a few rumbles. Ludwig Aubert, who, like Schiaffele, skipped the Cadillac Championship last week. So he's freshened up for Quail Hollow. Don't read too much into Aubert's miscut in the USPGA last year. That was his Quail Hollow debut. I think he'll come on massively for the run. The way he's been playing lately, Quail Hollow is an ideal track to show off his wares. From the middle of February onwards, Aubert's ball striking has been phenomenal. 20th at Riviera, 3rd at Bay Hill, 5th at Sawgrass, 5th in the Texas Open, 21st at Augusta, 4th in the Heritage. Aubert has taken plenty of criticism for two wild shots down the stretch at Sawgrass. He was in command at Sawgrass. We were on him. We were as angry as anyone about those two shots. But I would rather than concentrate on two holes, concentrate on 432 holes, because I'm referring to his last six tournaments, 24 rounds, 432 holes, and most of them absolutely magnificent, gaining strokes in every single department this season. He's won a PGA Tour signature event before. So yeah, I see this as a Xander v. Ludwig duel for the title on Sunday.
Okay, two big names then for the first two selections for the Truist Championship. Are we looking a bit further down the betting list for the third, Steve?
We are. We flirted with Taylor Pendrith, but we're going with Minwoo Lee, who closed with an eye-catching round of 68 at Doral on Sunday, a share of 18th place. This is a world-class driver tackling a driver's track. He made his PGA Tour breakthrough last season. He's come close to winning this season. Second at Pebble Beach, sixth at Bay Hill, third in Houston. Like Aubert, Minwoo missed the cut on his Quail Hollow debut last year in the USPGA. They've both gone off the boil in the lead up to that event. You know, and bear in mind the USPGA setup, much more severe than what you get in the Wells Fargo. You know, much shorter rough this week than there was last year. And these are two really attacking players, Aubert and Minwoo. They like to attack. They'll prefer this setup to the USPGA one. And it's worth pointing out that they're both really good in the wind. Yeah, Thursday's forecast is really windy. Aubert went to Texas Tech and honed his wind game in the winds of Texas. Minwoo grew up in Perth, windy Perth. He's brilliant in a breeze. So I expect them both to survive that windy Thursday. Course form students will be turning their back on these two this week, was it? Because you know, they're yet to make a cut at Quail Hollow, but I think it's unwise to do so. I think that their Quail Hollow record will quickly improve.
Okay, well, the strong opinions of Steve in terms of Aubert and Minwoo Lee certainly to consider for the Truist Championship. I want to talk about three players in particular, Steve, who aren't on the shortlist this week. Let's start off with Rory McIlroy. Where do we think he's at? He's had a bit of a break, of course, since Augusta. How do you think, does he need the run before the PGA Championship?
I think you're right, Wazza. You know, you like your horse racing. You're talking in horse racing parlance. I think he does need the run. He hasn't played since the Masters. He had a huge mental hangover after his last, you know, after his first Masters win, didn't he? Yeah, we were all expecting him to turn up for the USPGA at Quail Hollow and demolish it. And he was poor there. I mean, he had some driver issues. He had some driver issues that week. But yeah, I think we're going to get another Masters hangover. I don't think it'd be as bad as the one we had after his first Masters win. But yeah, motivation may be an issue because yeah, the majors are all that matter for McIlroy at this stage of his career now. It's pretty obvious. And yeah, I'm sure he just sees this as a gentle warm-up spin for next week's USPGA. I don't think he'd be that bothered how this week goes as long as he's peaking for next week. And yeah, it's worth remembering quite how bad his driving was at Augusta last time out. I mean, his driving was really poor, and you know, it's the most important club in the bag this week. So I can't see him winning this week if he drives like he did at the Masters.
And Cam Young, obviously, off the back of a win, a bit too much to ask for him to go back-to-back in such a strong field as well.
Every chance, isn't there? I mean, his maiden PGA Tour title came in North Carolina. He went to college in North Carolina, but he hasn't made an impact at Quail Hollow yet, but he's in the form of his life. Yeah, yeah, I just expect, like you, I expect a little mental letdown. You know, it wasn't just a win last week. It was a wire-to-wire win. Yeah, back-to-back signature event victories. It'd be a real test of mental fortitude. I just think he'll have a little flat spell at some point this week. He's certainly entitled to one.
And the other one I was going to mention was Matt Fitzpatrick. Where are we at in terms of why he's not on the list?
Yeah, if the camera just pans out, you see pictures of Matt Fitzpatrick on Woz's wall there, Woz's wall, little figurines. yeah, I mean, I don't think this is an ideal track for him. It's certainly no Harbour Town links. Yeah, I think McIlroy, Young and Fitzpatrick are all a little bit short in the betting. I think the value lies with Xander and Ludvig.
Okay, the Truist Championship, certainly a one to look forward to this week. Quail Hollow, fantastic course, and it should be a really entertaining 4 days. There is another PGA Tour event, though, of course, to look forward to also. It's the Myrtle Beach Classic at the Dunes Golf and Beach Club, and this is across from the Truist Championship in South Carolina. And Steve, looking at the field for this as well, I know it's a signature event, the Truist Championship, but there's a strong field here as well for the Myrtle Beach Classic.
Yeah, it is good. You're right, Wazza. It is good. And yeah, I like the course. It's the Dunes Golf and Beach Club, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 7,347 yards, par 71, 3 par 5s, hosting for the third consecutive year. Chris Gotterup and Ryan Fox won the first two editions. So, yeah, both attacking powerhouses. Yeah, this course can be destroyed in good weather. We won't get that on Thursday. Yeah, it's the same as the Truist. The Thursday weather is the worst. Moderate breezes, some showers, but the final three rounds should be full of birdies. Generous fairways, wide greens, bombs away, a field of 120 going to post. Get your bets on by 12 p.m. UK time on Thursday. Both the American events going off at a similar time.
Yeah, I think I looked at it this week, and I think the two previous winners, as you say, Gotterup and Fox, were around about 20, 22 under par. So you want somebody who's going to be able to score low. How many selections, Steve, for the Myrtle Beach Classic?
Three.
Another three selections. And who is our main tip for this event?
Davis Thompson, a Georgia man making the hop across the border to South Carolina, a former world number one amateur, a winner on the Korn Ferry Tour in 2022, an emphatic winner on the PGA Tour in 2024. He was ninth in the US Open that year. He's been much quieter than I expected since then. He is so much better than his current world ranking of 122. He just got into a bit of a rut with his putting. This is a 26-year-old who I expect to re-establish himself as a member of the elite in the months to come. But for now, the Myrtle Beach Classic is on his agenda. As it was 2 years ago, Wazza, he arrived at the 2024 Myrtle Beach Classic, ranked 127 in the world, finished tied second. 2 months later, he was world number 38. So Thompson will be arriving at Myrtle Beach looking to do the same thing he did 2 years ago, kickstart his season. The signs have been really positive lately. Fourth place in the Puerto Rico Open in March, 14th place in the Texas Open last month, 6th place alongside Austin Eckroat in the Zurich Classic Pairs event the week before last. Thompson is the man to beat, in my opinion, was it?
Okay, as far as the betting is concerned, by the way, Davis Thompson inside the top three prior to the tournament. And we should note as well that Brooks Koepka is in the field. Marco Penge, the likes of Rasmus Højgaard as well. So a pretty strong field for the Myrtle Beach Classic. And Davis Thompson is Steve's first of three picks. Who's pick number two, Steve?
Matty Schmid, who also took some confidence from the Zurich Classic. He tied for 10th place alongside Seamus Power. Like Thompson, Schmidt did really well the last time he played in one of these opposite events, as they call them. He was 5th in the Puerto Rico Open. Schmidt has a really good record in the opposite events. He likes to make merry while the big cats are playing in the signature events. He finished 7th in last year's Myrtle Beach Classic. So, yeah, big chance for Schmidt to get a PGA Tour breakthrough.
Yeah, I was doing a bit of research on this tournament yesterday and I had him down on my list, so quite pleased that Matty Schmid's got the nod here.
Has he ever been to Yorkshire?
I'm sure he has, at one stage or another. So, Davis Thompson and Matty Schmid are the two of the three selections for the Myrtle Beach Classic. And our last pick, Steve, is who?
William Meow, who can certainly thrive while the big cats are away. All my tips for this event, blessed with great power. That's clearly the blueprint for success at Myrtle Beach. Meow also got some cream at the Zurich. 26th place alongside Takumi Kanaya. 6th place in the Cognizant Classic in March was followed by 24th place at Sawgrass. He closed with a 67 in the Heritage last month, which was beaten by only 8 players in that signature event lineup. This is a PGA Tour champion. He deserves more respect than he's getting in the betting, in my opinion. He was 27th on his Myrtle Beach debut last year. Carded rounds of 69, 69, 69, 69. Plainy 2K, one of our... Plainy 2K, I've noticed him back in the comments section. He's one of our commentators. He'll appreciate that effort from Meow. I remember Plainy 2K from my Twitter days, and a very passionate man is Plainy 2K. So yeah, Meow, very comfortable at Myrtle Beach. Huge title threat, surprisingly deep in the betting.
Yeah, a little bit surprised to see him that far down the list. We mentioned, of course, when we talked about the favourites earlier, Brooks Koepka's in the field. How do you think his return to the PGA Tour has gone so far, Steve?
It's been frustrating in recent weeks because he's been alternate a lot. Brooks Koepka has had a lot of humbling experience lately of just sitting around waiting for someone to pull out of the tournament. Like, he's been first alternate in a few of them. He's just spent the whole of Thursday morning sitting on a bench waiting for someone to pull out and then going home when they haven't. And this week, he's on the alternate list for the signature event, but he's too far down to hang around. He almost certainly will be at this event. But yeah, if you get a few injuries, he might go, oh no, I'll wait to see if I get in the signature event. So I'd say it's been really frustrating. He was really, really poor in the Zurich Classic last time we saw him. I definitely prefer Davis Thompson. It's his course debut. Brett Koepka's course debut this week. Yeah. I'd much prefer Thompson. They're similar prices, and I'm all over the younger man.
Yeah, I have seen Brooks Koepka sort of lying down on driving ranges over the last few weeks, waiting to see whether he's going to get a position. Like you say, it's bizarre, isn't it? Somebody who's a multiple major winner having to just hang around and see if they get an alternate.
But he'll be pleased.
John Daly won a major tournament doing that once.
Don't you think he'd be pleased, though, that he made the switch when he did? Because obviously the way things are going, we'll come to the live event in a minute. He probably does feel pleased that he's on the PGA Tour again.
Yeah, I think he's probably made the right decision at the right time. They are the three selections then for the Myrtle Beach Classic. And just a reminder that we will run through all of the picks from Steve, of course, later on in the show. But as alluded to there, we have one more tournament to preview this week. It is LIV Golf Virginia. And a lot to be talked about off the course in terms of LIV Golf. But we're going to concentrate on this Virginia event this week. Tell us first a little bit about the course, Steve.
Trump National, Washington, D.C., Potomac Falls, Virginia, 7,679 yards, par 72, 4 par 5s. It hosted LIV Golf Washington, D.C. in 2023. Harold Varner won that one. This will be the second live event at the track. Loads of spectators turned up for that 2023 event, Yeah, it remains to be seen if the same appetite is there this week for live golf. It seems unlikely. The live guys will be desperate to recreate the scenes of 2023, but I don't think it'll happen. This is a long track which is set to be softened by rain on Wednesday and Thursday. So powerful drivers seem certain to take charge here. It's windy and wet for round one. Generally calmer for the rest of the tournament. Place your bets by 6:15 p.m. UK time on Thursday.
So it sounds like we're looking for bombers off the tee. Wet conditions, long course. How many selections, Steve, for Live Golf Virginia?
I have five, was a further apologies. But again, none of them are short odds. One of them is 350-1.
OK, well, there's a good reason then why there are five selections then for this latest Live event. Prices and the betting always tends to be very similar for Live events, of course, with the same big names towards the top of the betting, the likes of John Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau amongst them. Let's see if they're involved in the five selections from Steve. Who's your first pick, Steve?
Hozel Ballesta, the 2024 US Amateur Champion, a 22-year-old with the world at his feet, one of the longest drivers in the game. He's number one for driving distance on Live. A long, soft track this week, right up his alley. He settled quickly when joining Live last year. Live Virginia was actually his first event. He was seventh in Live UK, second in Live Chicago. He won the Saudi International and the Asian Tour at the end of last year. Then he played well in Australia. And this year, as soon as spring has sprung, he's been threatening a maiden Live title. Sixth in Singapore, 12th in South Africa, third in Mexico City, and then third in the Singapore Open back on the Asian Tour the week before last. This is one of the best young players in the world here. I don't think he'll struggle to find places to play if Live does end up folding. But I think he'll be really keen to bank one of these $4 million winner's check before the end.
Yeah, it certainly is. Ballesta then, the first selection of Steve for the Live Golf Virginia event. Four more to go. Who's pick number two, Steve?
Mark Leishman, who lives in Virginia, was a. He'll be much more motivated for this event than most of those in attendance. Yeah, lots of the big names. We can discuss them later if you want. They're distracted this week. There's loads of meetings scheduled. All the players are meeting up, all the big cheeses, all the captains, really. The captains have more of a say in matters. So lots of off-course dramas for your John Rahms and your Bryson DeChambeaus, etc. Mark Leishman is just focused on playing well in front of family and friends this week. He recovered from a slow start to finish 10th in Live Mexico last time out. He's got the length to handle this track. He's a lovely, juicy, each-way price.
The Australian, Mark Leishman then, is pick number two. And it suggests to me that we may be looking a little bit further down the betting list in terms of the prices after Ballesta and Leishman. Three more to go, Steve. Who's pick number three?
You're damn right, Wazza. We're getting bigger, we're getting better, we're getting bolder. Matthew Wolff, who I fancied would have a comeback season in 2026. He's healthier, he's happier, and it's happening. He was fifth in Hong Kong, eighth in Singapore, fifth in Mexico last time out. The Wolf is looking dangerous again. And this week, he gets the chance to sink his teeth into a long, soft, inviting layout. This is a former world number 12, Wazza, a former US Open runner-up. Show him the respect he deserves, please.
And you pointed out a long time ago that Brooks Koepka's decision to leave Live would help Matthew Wolff.
Absolutely.
And point out as well, Mexico Live event, he was 68-65 after the first two rounds. It was back-to-back 70s, which saw him finish fifth in the end, in a tie for fifth, but certainly heading in the right direction of late.
He's back in business. Yeah, he had a few injury troubles, got himself fit. And as you say, mentally, he's much improved. So, keep an eye on Matthew Wolff. He's a former superstar. You know, this was one of the best young players in the world not that long ago, and contending for major championships. I think he's back, and I'm pleased to see him back.
Good. Three down, two to go. Who is our number four pick for Live Golf Virginia, Steve?
Caleb Surratt, born in North Carolina, lives in Tennessee. Both of those states border Virginia. He's playing close to home. He's a 22-year-old with enormous potential. He was ninth in Singapore last time out. I think he might land a maiden LIV title while the big guns are distracted, as discussed. And yeah, it's a similar case for this rag that I fancy. I'm really quite excited about the price on offer here.
Very good. Caleb Surratt, fourth of five picks then, and our final selection for this week's Sweet Spot on what is a very busy week of golf. For LIV Golf Virginia, who are we concluding with, Steve?
Michael Lasasso, who gave up a Masters place to join LIV. Yeah, he's probably a bit cheesed off with the recent news. Because, you know, has he banked enough dollar already to justify missing the Masters? I don't know. Probably not. Yeah, this is one of the most promising youngsters in America. He turned 22 in March. He won the NCAA championship last year. Like Surratt, he was born in North Carolina. He's a slugger. He's got the tools to destroy this week's layout. And he showed that in LIV South Africa. Don't know how much of LIV South Africa you watched, was it? But he finished 12th in LIV South Africa. And over the weekend, he shot rounds of 63-63. Nobody outscored him over the weekend of LIV South Africa. And that was soggy. That was a bomber's paradise. And yes, it's the same deal this week. It's going to be soft. It's going to be a bomber's paradise. If Lasasso can bring his weekend South Africa form to this track, you know, great chance to bank a $4 million check, which will make him feel a lot better about his decision to join LIV. So yeah, he's right down the bottom of the betting. Not many players below him in the betting, but I feel like the bookies have sort of forgotten about that weekend in South Africa.
Yeah. Five picks then for Steve for the LIV Golf Virginia event. And as I say, we'll go over all of the selections before we leave you on this week's Sweet Spot. But we can't go without discussing LIV Golf overall, because there's been stories this week which have been denied by Bryson DeChambeau that he is looking to leave LIV before the end of the year. There's even been suggestions that he's been talking to the PGA Tour as well. I'm assuming, Steve, that all that's going on in the background with LIV is part of the reason why you've not touched DeChambeau or Rahm this week in terms of having a bet on them.
Absolutely, because they were very fortunate at LIV Mexico City that they cancelled all the media conferences. You know, that tournament was played in the immediate aftermath of the news breaking. And your John Rahms and your Bryson DeChambeau didn't have to face the media. And obviously Rahm was able to focus on the event and won the event. But this week, surely there'll be media conferences. They've got to let the reporters loose at these guys now. And it's going to be an uncomfortable week for your Rahms and your DeChambeaus. As I say, you've got these player meetings. There'll be all sorts of long discussions between players. I think that is really off-putting. I mean, Rahm and DeChambeau are both really, really short prices. The course is a bit of a leveler. Yeah, it's just bombs away. It's like a... Everyone will expect to score well around here. And the weather on Thursday is a real leveler. You know, it's just really rough weather on Thursday. I think only a madman takes the skinny odds about those two. Yeah, these are moody hotheads, wasn't it? I mean, you're one of the most level-headed characters I've ever met. You know, you just don't go up and down. You're just a cheerful Charlie at all times and a pleasure to work with. But yeah, Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau, just moody, go to dark places. It's not going to take much for them to get triggered. That's the modern word, isn't it, for these?
And you've got to look at it and think, this is their whole career on the line here now. I mean, this is them in the peak of their golfing career, not knowing what is going to happen next. And of course, far from perfect preparation for a major championship coming up as well. I mean, does this play a part, Steve, in your thinking for the PGA Championship in terms of the LIV players?
Yeah, I think there's a lot going on in their heads. I mean, I think it's quite amusing with John Rahm, actually. We were talking with Dave last week about karma. I do believe in karma. And, you know, the way Rahm's been going on about the fines, the DP World Tour fines, you know, I'm not going to be made to play there. I'm not going to be made to play there. I'm not paying my fines. Yeah, this is a bloke with, like, billions in the bank. If LIV ends up folding, and, you know, he's begging to play in DP World Tour events because he's got nowhere else to play. I don't think it will come to that, but it would be fairly amusing if it does come to that, because I think you're right. I think there's a lot going on in those two in the heads of those two, and I'm not interested in either of them currently.
Just a quick word ahead of next week. We will, of course, have a full preview of the PGA Championship on next week's Sweet Spot. Dave will be back with Steve to look ahead to that. Aronimink Golf Club. I don't remember seeing this golf course before in terms of a major championship. What can we kind of expect, do you think, from next week?
Yeah, we've got some form. We've got some form that we'll come to next week. I've got a very busy weekend, Wazza. It's quite daunting because we've got four tournaments this week. It's Tommy Tiger's birthday weekend.
Oh, no.
Family coming from all directions. So four tournaments and an impending major. It always seems to happen. Like my wife's birthday always clashes with the Masters. My son's birthday always clashes with the USPGA. My daughter's birthday always clashes with the US Open. So I really need to land the fourfold this week and be freed of all golfing concerns. So, we'll have lots of multiples this week. Yeah, don't worry about the major. Concentrate on the four tournaments, was it? Because I think this is a great opportunity. I know you love your job. You probably don't want to leave your job. But if you did, get your fourfolds in. Get your fourfolds in. And you don't have to stake much. I'm not encouraging irresponsible gambling. A small stake can win you absolute fortune this week. And, I think the four number ones will be my main investment. They're the absolute life changer.
What are we doing for Tommy's birthday? What's the party that was planned?
He's got Laser Quest, I think. Yeah, Laser
Quest.
Yeah. I'm quite scared about seeing Tommy Tiger in Laser Quest. I mean, I have to make it clear on the rules of engagement.
I think that's a better shout than paintball, though, Steve, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I've had my kids doing paintball before, coming back moaning they've got bruises all over.
Oh, have you? Blimey. I've never taken that on, though. That would scare me even more, Tommy Tiger, he doesn't like losing, so I hope it doesn't end up in hand-to-hand combat if it doesn't go his way. But, yeah, that's going to be very interesting. But he's going to be nice and relaxed because we're going to have a fourfold that's going to come in. And, as I say, back those number ones in a fourfold. Get as many each-way places as you can. I've Jacob Skov-Olesen, Xander Schauffele, Davis Thompson, and Josel Ballesta. Yeah, the odds just astronomical. Even for the places, the odds are enormous. Mm-hmm. And, that'll just set you up for forever more.
Okay, well, it is time now to remind ourselves of Steve's selections. Just the 17 to go through.
I know. I'm sorry.
You might need a drink and a bit of a deep breath here, Steve.
I've got a really itchy nose, Wazza. I don't know what's going on. This might be some reaction to the blooming COVID jab. I'm starting to regret, massively regret
it. It's hay fever season.
Oh, it's hay fever as well. I forgot about that. No, it is hay fever. That's coming in. But, the COVID jab, I'm not going to have any more of them. I've had enough of that. Basically, they just give you COVID for 2 days to stop you getting COVID. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Because of all the arthritis pills, they insist I take it because my immune system's low. This is not what people have come here for. I'll stop talking about that. Let's get some tips out.
That's fine. You're just getting yourself a bit of time to get your breath.
And I apologise for this as well. I'm not a Michael Jackson fan. I went to school last Friday, took the kids to school, and the headmaster, I love the headmaster there. He's Australian, great character. He came up to me and said, "Oh, you're a Michael Jackson fan, are you?" He actually thought that was a style thing.
Yeah. It's not a golf glove either.
I said to him, "No, it's crippling arthritis, mate." He felt terrible, I think, after he realised the error of his ways. But I thought I'd better explain that to the viewers. It's really, really hurting at the moment. So what do you want?
Hopefully the warm weather helps, Steve. We need some more warm weather.
We need some more warm weather. It is heating up in the work shed here. Yeah, that's another reason I'm sweating. We've done really well. We were flapping about not being under the hour, and we're comfortably there.
We've done particularly well, but we have still got to get through these 17 tips. So let's start off with the Catalunya Championship. Six selections here, Steve. Just remind us who they are.
Jacob Skov-Olesen, Martin Kuvre, Eddie Pepperell, Dan Bradbury, Darius Vandreel, and Davis Bryant.
Okay, three more selections for the Truist Championship, one of two USPGA Tour events this week. Who are the three for the Truist, Steve?
Xander Schauffele, Ludwig Aubert, Minwoo Lee.
And another three for the Myrtle Beach Classic, and they are...
Davis Thompson, Matty Schmid, William Meow.
And then we've got five for Live Golf Virginia. The five selections, Steve, are...
Hosel Ballesta, Mark Leishman. I didn't do that properly. We got an Australian producer. I need to do that properly. One second. She deserves better than that. Mm-hmm. Mark Leishman. Matthew Wolf, Caleb Surat, and Michael Lasasso. Really exciting bet, Michael Lasasso. Well capable of winning this. Priced as if he's got absolutely no chance. Get as many places as you can. Michael Lasasso.
Big price for Michael Lasasso at Live Golf Virginia. That just about wraps up this week's Sweet Spot. I'm just struggling to know how we're going to fit all of the time in to watch all four events this week, but one way or another, we'll try and get across all of them. Any other plans other than birthday parties? I mean, you've got enough on, Steve, to be honest.
I need to be a good dad, really, didn't I? And forget all about this. I've got to put the family first, Wadza. I'll get little peeks here and there, but yeah, we've got loads of people coming from all over the country for Tommy's birthday. He's insisted on a big spectacle. So I need to focus on that, but I will have one eye on the face spitter. Are we even allowed to say that? Call it that these days, was a. I never know with the rules and regulations. I got a bit of trouble last week.
We know what you mean. We know what it is.
If we can call it.
Just a quick one. How old is Tommy going to be on his birthday?
Seven. He's going from six to seven, which, as you can imagine, is causing it's causing a lot of drama. Yeah. Six, seven.
Yeah. I don't know what 7 year olds are into these days, but any golf merchandise? Is he, you know,
he's getting some Luke Littler darts. He wants to loot little darts, and he still likes his guns. I know you shouldn't encourage him, but he likes his guns. So yeah, I always push for the sporting stuff, but I get branded a pushy parent with the sporting stuff. So all he's getting sporting wise this time is some loot little darts.
Steve, I always say to everybody who says to me, "Your boys seem to do an awful lot of sport." It's like, I'd far rather be taking them to go and do the sport than them sitting on a console for 6 hours in the room.
Absolutely. I think that's right. Yeah, I say, you know, it's important to exercise. It's good for body and mind. It's just with darts, it's not an easy one to sort of...
Yeah, it's a good indoor sport when it's raining. That's what we're going to think about.
It's good for your mental health, especially if you have 10 pints while you're watching it.
And it's also good for your maths. That's what I keep saying as well. Every time my wife complains that the kids are playing darts.
Very good point, was it? Yeah, I'll go for that one in future when I'm battling to get him in my darts team.
Well, top effort this week, Steve. A top effort last week with Cam Young as well. But to get through the four tournaments like that with all the selections as well, an awful lot of research goes into this. And we hope that fingers crossed, good run continues this weekend. Before next week's major, big thanks to Steve then for his efforts. Make sure you join us all, of course, next week on the Racing Post YouTube channel. Dave and Steve will be back 5 p.m. on Tuesday for the preview of the second major of the year, the PGA Championship. Until then, please like, comment, share and subscribe. Enjoy your golf this weekend. And as ever, please remember to gamble responsibly.